Good morning. We're continuing with Chayot Mechal Chaf Beis, Simon Yudalit, and we left off yesterday with the question, what is the status of a person who's being Isaac in a mitzvah, and the motivation to be Isaac in the mitzvah is not only because of the mitzvah element, but because there is remuneration involved, the person's going to get compensated for that. What is the status in that situation? So this is actually a discussion which the Mishnah Berurah talks about in Simon Lamed Ches. Before we bring that, I just want to point out one thing over here. The words L'shem Shemayim, which the Chayodim says over here, this is taken off the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Sadi Gimel, Sif Dalad, where there the Shulchan Aruch does not add the words L'shem Shemayim. He just says a person who's Isaac B'Tzarchei Tzibur, person taking care of the needs of the Tzibur, does not need to interrupt and be mispalel. And there the Shulchan Aruch does not make this requirement of L'shem Shemayim. The Chayyadim is adding those words. So where is this coming from? So there's a halacha in Siman Lamed Ches, which says that the people which write tefillin, people which are writing tefillin, and the people which are the merchants which are supplying tefillin to the tzibur, they are potter from other mitzvahs because they're being oisik in a mitzvah, and oisik in a mitzvah is potter in a mitzvah. And again, the Mishnah Berurah points out, if they can interrupt the mitzvah that they're doing without compromising that which they're providing to the tzibur, they have to do so. But let's say, the example he gives over there, that somebody is we'll call them Reuven, is going out on a long trip out into the ocean. He's going by ship, and he does not have tefillin. And he comes to the soifer and says, I need tefillin. Says, you know what, I don't have a pair of tefillin available. Give me a few hours and I'll write you a pair of tefillin. Says, well, I'm leaving tonight. If I don't have it tonight, I'm not going to be able to have tefillin for the next 6 months. So there, if the soifer interrupts and does not finish his writing, this person will be left without tefillin. Or if he goes to the merchant and says, you know, I'm leaving in the next 10 minutes. Give me tefillin. You know, I got to daven now. The merchant says, I have to daven now. Well, if the merchant goes to daven, the person will not get his tefillin. So it's imperative for them to take care of it now. They cannot wait till later. So then they are putter from the tefillah, etc., because they're being oisik b'mitzvah. It comes along the Magen Rambam, and the Magen Rambam says, based on a Rashi, that says that that which the merchant is considered oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, because he's not doing it in order to get paid. He's doing it, b'ikar b'kavana, is that he wants to provide, he likes to be in the position of providing the tzarchei stam to the community. And the fact that he's getting paid becomes secondary. But if his kavana is because this is his livelihood and that's what he's thinking about, that's his parnasa, so then he's not called oisik b'mitzvah. He's being oisik not a mitzvah. He's being oisik in making money. And there's no rule of oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Comes along the Bir Halacha, and that's the Magen Rambam paskens. Comes the Bir Halacha, and the Bir Halacha proves based on the Gemara that if, number one, if the person has both kavanas in mind, they're both equal to him, that's still called oisik b'mitzvah. Number two, he differentiates between different actions. There's a difference between the soifer who is writing the tefillin or the mezuzah and the merchant which is selling it. A soifer, the Torah says, uksavtom, there's an actual mitzvah of writing the mezuzah. You do not finish the mitzvah of writing it until you actually put it on the doorway. That the uksavtom goes back to tefillin as well. There's a mitzvah to write the tefillin. You do not finish the mitzvah until the person actually puts it on. But he's being oisik in the actual maisa mitzvah. A merchant is selling. Selling is not an actual maisa mitzvah. It's more like a heksher mitzvah. So then we say like this. Someone which is heksher mitzvah is only considered a mitzvah if your kavana is for the mitzvah purpose. But if my kavana is to make money, not for the mitzvah purpose, then I'm not doing a mitzvah. That's not called oisik b'mitzvah. But the sofer who's writing, he's doing an actual action of mitzvah itself, so that's considered a mitzvah, even if his kavana is be'ikar for the money. He says, because that which a server thinks about the money means, why did he undertake this job? That's how he supports himself. But while he's writing, he's not thinking money, 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 money. He's thinking writing tefillin. So he's not really thinking one way or the other. And the ma'aseh is intrinsically a ma'aseh mitzvah. So he's, even though he's not thinking mitzvah versus non-mitzvah, and his main reason why he's doing this is because he wants to make money, but while he's doing the actual mitzvah itself, he's not thinking one way or the other, and the action is intrinsically a mitzvah, so it's called a mitzvah. So similarly, let's say the case of the doctor or the nurse, which he spoke about in the last year, while they might have went into this parnasa because they want to support themselves, but while they're taking care of the patient, they're busy thinking about how to take care of the patient, which is an etzem mitzvah. It's not just a hechsher mitzvah. So even if the doctor's main kavana, why he went into becoming a doctor, is not because he likes healing people, it's because he likes making money, or the nurse does it because that's how she's going to support her family, not because she wants to do the mitzvah of saving people and helping people, but while she's actually doing that action, it's considered a mitzvah. Intrinsically, it's considered a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Gufa is included in Hashavas Aveda. There might be other mitzvahs involved in it as well. So therefore, the rule of a mitzvah applies to a doctor and to a nurse. Have a good day.